We've got a new era. We are back finally, and we are so excited. We're talking Sister Wives, Indiana Jones, and maybe some gay love. All right, this is Arrow, episode 16.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Just so you know, Disney Channel, Sister. We thought it was UPN. I thought UPN. It's not.
I was on Team UPN.
Yeah, you were with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to... It doesn't sound like the Arrow after show, but it is. We have a little sister theme going
sister,
on.
Sister action.
Sister wife, sister.
Sisters all around.
It's all happening. Well, we are so... It felt like we were gone for 4 months.
I know. Yes. So long.
Last episode, Arrow, was good. This episode was great. Super excited to talk about it. And with me to talk about it is this wonderful panel.
Yay.
Let's start with Linda.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be back. And this episode just made me happy and sad and happy.
Yes.
Because there was love.
Yes.
And there was loss.
Yes.
I'm Linda Antwi, guys.
And we have a new permanent panelist, Carolina.
Hey, guys. Carolina Vanetti. And I am so excited to talk about all the nostalgia that was happening with the old team reunited. I even wore my shirt. Super appropriate for those of you watching on YouTube. And the sister wife jokes were amazing.
So good.
On point.
So good.
Hi, guys. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli, and I'm so sad about Thea because everyone knows she was my favorite. But she's on to bigger and better things, so I'm okay with it. I will survive.
We have a strong Italian panel now. I love it.
Right.
With your names. It's a beautiful Italian names. And my name's Matt Marr. It's not Italian. It's just Marr. It's just boring, y'all. But I'm excited. Let's be honest.
Two R's.
You know.
And I don't have an Italian name. What does that say?
Well,
Linda Antonella hitting the show.
Okay.
You Italian now.
Oh boy, the live chat's already going. So yeah, I was already wondering what's happening. So yeah, I'm excited to talk. You know what? I have a very handsome black boyfriend, and I felt a mirror in this episode. I'm excited for some interracial gay little love going on. That's what I'm looking forward to talking about, y'all. Hashtag stereotype. All right, so let's jump.
We are so bad. This title is so bad.
So overall thoughts on the episode. We're going to talk to us about some news later, so be sure to stay tuned for that. We've got some couple little things about the finale and stuff that related to the comics.
Yeah.
But overall thoughts of this episode.
I thought it was great. I thought the send-off was great. There was amazing action sequences.
Some of
the fights were amazing. And I love that Nyssa was back. She is such a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing her throughout the whole episode this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fight scene, bringing them up, the one that they had with like the fire alongside
it's beautiful.
Went into the map. Super cool. I really enjoyed it. And I love seeing Roy back in the mix. Like, I had missed him a lot. So it was really nice to see like the OG team just get down and dirty and save the day.
It was nice, Linda.
I loved it. I got caught up in the writing. I thought the
The writing was on point.
Like it brought you in close with the characters and then threw you back out with all the action. And made you laugh.
And the comedy.
All of it.
Yes,
I
actually looked it up. Shout out to Beth Schwartz and Ben Sokolowski. I tweeted Ben about it. I was so excited.
So shout out
to those two people for the writing on this episode. And that's what I was going to say, too. That was kind of my overall thoughts. Writing was awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Seriously, like the comedy writing, though, along with
so
the drama.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like Shakespeare, highs and lows, people.
Highs and lows.
Right, C.W. Shakespeare. All right, so let's jump into some topics. So topic one, let's just jump into Thea, because this episode is all about the queen, everybody.
Yeah.
Miss Thea Queen. So we already had a hint last week that Oliver was kind of telling her to follow her heart. So, and we were kind of like, we didn't know. And then they showed the cake, and Linda was like, okay, well, I guess she's leaving.
Bye. Goodbye, Thea. Oh, okay.
That started off real strong. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit, I guess, because there's a lot with Thea to unpack, but let's just talk about the return of the League of Assassins. Was this a surprise to y'all?
I mean, kind
Or the Guild of Thanatos now. All right, the Thanatos Guild. Yeah. That's the name of the episode.
I mean, I had a feeling that they were going to come back in some shape or form just because of the League of Assassins is never gone. I mean, and obviously now we found out that there's three Lazarus Pits, which is crazy. But, I mean, like I said before, I really like that Nyssa was back, you know? She, I thought she was such a key player in the League of Assassins, and I think she's really, really, really cool.
Do you think Thea's really ever... I kind of surprised that I believe that she would kind of... I thought this episode would end with her being done. And like a... But I like the way they ended, but I mean, I don't think she'll ever be done with the League, do you think?
No, never.
Yeah, it's like a...
But I did think that she was going to walk away from it for a second.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Carolina? Yeah.
No, like, for the episode as a whole, you know, for a long time now, she's been Thea Queen, and she's kind of been backing up the mayor and doing all the face-forward stuff. It was so great to see her back in the fray, full in the action. That's something that we've really been missing. And her going off into the League of Assassins made me really excited, especially with the Lazarus Pits and the ley lines, because it made me wonder, could there be a possibility for a guest arc on Legends, since they now have Constantine, and he works in ley lines and magic. That would be a cool theme for them to have to reset something.
He's been great on Legends, if you haven't checked that out. Oh, by the way, can we get the chat up just so we can see our wonderful
you guys.
Oh, okay, great.
Hi, Zias. I saw something. Zias Bilu said, they use the League of Assassins in Gotham and Arrow. How convenient. LOL. So I guess they use the League in Gotham.
I mean,
Gotham,
it's a big deal
too.
In Batman. It really is more of a big deal in Batman. I think they kind of co-opted it for this show.
So hi, you guys. Hi, Ivan. Hi, Black Magic. I see you
Hello,
all
Hello, everybody. Chat, y'all. We love you all.
Hi, Renji.
Oh, there you
Hello.
Are.
Yay.
There you are.
But it's also cool timing because with Infinity War right around the corner and Thanatos coming after them, I know it's two different universes, but
yeah,
they've kind of got it. Yeah, they've kind of got a little Easter egg there.
It means death, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's where I was like, oh, I guess that's what Thanos comes
from.
But
the DC shows, like, they've really been enjoying doing Marvel Easter eggs in the DC shows, which I've noticed. It's almost as if the Marvel movies and comics exist within the DC shows as
really?
A show, not like as a real world.
Oh. Wow, I didn't ever even thought about that.
Yeah.
I've caught it in, like, past seasons where I'm like, that's totally, like, a Marvel thing, or they've mentioned Spider-Man before on different shows, like, as a joke. I believe Cisco and the Flash has mentioned it.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Oh, yeah, they did
that. Yeah, so it's kind of cool, because he loves doing all his pop culture references, so Star Wars and Star Trek and Marvel are very real for them, but they're...
Yeah.
They're
so
TV.
Like, Thanatos is DC, Thanos is Marvel. So... Do you, I mean, by the way, speaking of Thea and fight scenes, like, that one scene with her and Roy, she was kicking ass, right?
Yes.
Right. That was a really great fight scene. Mm-hmm. Roy was, like, spinning around. So let's talk about, kind of, as, like, the side subject, let's talk about Thea and Roy. What is
their
ship
adorable.
Name? I don't even know. I ship it, too, but what is their ship name?
I don't know.
Maybe
it's Roy?
Maybe.
I don't
There's
know.
There's going to be a... It's probably something Speedy or something.
No, it's not going to be a ship name because I feel like that ship has sailed. It's, like, done now.
What do you
mean?
They're together.
Off, they're together, but they're off fighting
the Lazarus.
They're
shipping
in
the world.
They're not going to be in the episodes.
I don't know.
But they're... Like, we're not going to see them for a while.
Everybody comes back. I want them to come
they
back.
They will come back, but I feel
together.
Like... They're not main characters. I'm really upset.
And they're not going to come back anytime soon.
No.
They'll probably come back next year.
I hope they're in the season premiere of next year.
Or is
and they
it?
Stay.
We don't know yet. Next season of Arrow is not the last. They haven't said that, right?
No, they haven't said that.
Okay.
Arrow's going to run
Ooh,
forever.
Black Magic Roya. That's a good ship name. Theroy.
Theroy.
Oh, three people said Theroy.
I think it is Theroy. I think it is Theroy, yeah. Because we did that on, I think it is. There's actually, I didn't know this until I just said it every weekly. There's literally, like, people establish it, and it's like the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like an actual...
It's like Varchi and Bughead. Like, that's how you
and
refer
to
Riverdale
people. And you're not,
like,
allowed to go
You're not allowed to... No, once it's established...
I want to know who those people are.
It's like, I don't know.
I want to throw some suggestions.
Who's on the guild of
the names? They're way, way, way more important.
Yeah, they actually call themselves the people that have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Anthony, true. Everybody. If you're listening to the podcast, Anthony in the booth is talking. Okay, so yeah, Thea really just kind of jumps back in it, and she really feels this, I mean, she has a parallel with Oliver. I loved seeing that between them, but really this, she really seemed like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like what I loved, you talked about it too, Carolina, is that there was just a lot of callbacks in this episode to things from the first episode of Arrow. So as a longtime fan, it was great. Or like when Roy said something like, it started when I stolen your purse.
Yeah.
Like, it really, like, that actually made my heart warm.
Yeah.
And so I loved that kind of moment between Oliver and Thea when, I mean, I kind of forgotten about all the crap their dad did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just been a hot minute.
Yeah.
And so when she said that, like, we're atoning for our father's sin, I went, oh, well. And what I loved about that, again, writers, Ben and Beth, yeah.
Yeah.
It made sense why Thea would change her mind. You know, because sometimes in shows, they're like, just kidding, I'm going to go and do this. And you're like, wait,
that
girl.
That doesn't make sense, yeah.
I didn't see that progression, but I really, really liked that.
And I thought it was important that she mentioned how it completes them, because it really does complete who they are as characters and people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why. Are we going to talk about this later, Diggle?
We're going to talk about Diggle later.
Okay,
we're going to talk about Diggle.
But that's why, you know, Oliver continues to be Green Arrow, because it's who he is.
Yeah.
And she's speedy. Gosh darn it.
And she is speedy.
But like you were saying, I like the throwbacks, because like one of their last conversation is just like how they've had the conversation since day one. You know, their little like brother-sister like, talks and bonds.
Yeah.
And they had that one last one right before she sped off in the car. And I was like, that's a good way to like bring it all the way around.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. But
it
speaking of talks and bonds, the acting was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like these monologues that they had going back and forth were so grounded, and you could tell that they've been together for so long. It was so natural.
You can and tell they're also really good friends in real life,
because
I follow their Instagrams, and you can see that. You see that chemistry.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we're going to obviously talk about Thea some more and some other topics. We're just kind of split it up. But I think, Linda, right? Take it away over there, right? You want to do a little...
You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do... Have we got the podcast for you?
Woo-hoo!
Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know that we here at the Arrow After Show sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yay.
There you go. And just so y'all know, we would literally not be here talking to the microphone, looking in the screen right now, if it wasn't for Maria Menounos and her husband, Kevin Undergaro. So totally support that show. And Maria has such an interesting story of late, just what kind of all that she's gone through. So check
She's so nice,
out.
Too. Like, who wouldn't want to be best friends with her? I'll take her as a big sister if she's looking. I'm like, are you adopting sibling?
Can I apply to?
So let's talk about kind of the rest of Team Arrow. We'll talk a little. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Team Arrow and kind of how they just are. There's Team Arrow, and then there's obviously Dinah and Curtis. Where do y'all want to go first? I'm going to give you the option. Dinah, Curtis, you want to talk about some Team Arrow?
Well, the chat is going on the Diggle thing, so if we want to jump into that,
let's
so we
just
can follow
talk
you
about.
Guys.
You know what? Because it's more your show than ours, kids.
Yeah,
let's
seriously.
Talk about some Diggle.
I mean,
Linda,
we talked.
Linda's got something to say. Y'all get
I'm
ready.
Saying, I said from like the very beginning of when I joined this panel that he was not going to let this go, and that it was going to be a problem with him and Oliver, and I think that it's going to be a bigger problem now. And we saw the preview It's going to be a major rift between the two of them. And I just don't understand why he feels like he has the right to be the Green Arrow. Like
who are...
Do you want to be the Green Arrow or do you want to be in charge?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree. I feel like it's a power thing. It's not like it's not a Green Arrow thing. And Hugh didn't start this. Like, you stepped in when Oliver needed you to step in, and he appreciates that. But like that's it. He said that he wants to stay as the Green Arrow, and I feel like that's where it should end. And obviously, from the preview for next episode, that's not where it ends.
No, it gets ugly.
And I feel like I'm not going to like next episode.
And then Oliver even mentioned, he said, we talked about this. Like, I thought this was done.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, and this is going to sound negative, but I don't think they've known what to do with Diggle as a character from a writer's standpoint this season. Yeah. And I don't think they really have given him anything worthwhile to do.
Mm. They did fix his Black Needle mask. That was good.
They did, but he also got a new costume out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were kind of like, why did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but yeah, the mask, it looks better. I'll get it, but it's just, better. It made no sense with everything that was going on. With Diggle and his health, it was like, okay, so I have a new costume now. Yeah. You know, because before, the thing that, to me, I loved about Diggle is that Diggle was rooted in his family. And we saw a lot about his family and his, well, daughter, then son.
Yeah.
That's totally gone now. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, he feels like this, like, lone cowboy, this lone shark. And you just, I think some of the other things that we talked about, like the humor in some of this episode, it gives these characters such humanity. Like, it gives somebody like Nyssa, who is like a trained assassin from like didn't get a computer until she's 25, and they really made you believe that this person would exist and could exist in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with Diggle, I just haven't done a good job with
people
this season.
Agree with you, Ivan Soto. I agree, Matt Maher.
I love you, Ivan.
Just a fan fave says Diggle needs psychological help. And then Derek Hogan says the Green Hood is just too addictive to not put back on. And I agree. I feel like there's an addictive quality to the hood.
It's a lot of power.
Yeah. You can do so many things. And... But
it just makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
I'm like 6 seasons in.
Because he's never shown an interest in this
before.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying. 6 seasons. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to
me. It's a MacGuffin. It feels like a MacGuffin.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
it's a thing in writing when they're like, oh, we need like something that everybody, like that drives a plot point. And they're like, so this cup is the magical cup that will give you eternal life. And then now this is the MacGuffin. And I feel like Diggle, this whole Black Arrow thing's a MacGuffin.
Yeah. Anyway, to bring it full circle with what you were saying is I totally agree. They've completely neglected his family. But this guy's gone through losing his brother last season, right?
Which was great.
He had to kill on his own.
It wasn't great, but it was a good storyline.
Yeah. It was a great storyline. So he had to kill his brother. His brother did all these bad things. He also found out that his daughter is now his son because of what the Flash did.
Mm-hmm.
And
Barry.
Barry. And they've kind of turned this whole thing around where now he's become this lone wolf because everything he's known has been taken from him in a way. And the only thing that he's always known since he's joined the team is the Green Arrow. Mm-hmm. And it was given to him as this like mantle of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hypothesize that he took it as like this was his calling now to move it forward, and it was like the one right thing in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to let it go because he has had no family support, because he's still dealing with killing his brother. I mean, who the heck kills their brother and doesn't have psychological PTSD from that?
Yeah. But the
they haven't addressed it at all.
Exactly. They haven't addressed any of this past stuff at all.
Maybe this is how they will address it.
I mean, hopefully, maybe it'll be like whereas this was like a good Fia dig deep episode, these last two episodes, maybe they'll do that with Black Arrow. Uh-oh. Linda's chuckling. What did somebody in the chat say?
Ziza says, hey, he can be the heir of the legend ship next season. Problem solved.
Of the what?
Of the legend ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like someone said, I think it was Stormy says David Ramsey deserves a better storyline. He deserves it, and it's true.
Yeah,
like I feel like the writers need to step up and give him something better. They need to make him more rounded. They need to you know, expand his character more, and maybe that's what they're doing next episode, but I don't, mm-hmm. from what I've seen in the preview so far, I don't
kind
like it.
He just looks very aggro.
Yeah.
So on that note, though, I would say is that I'm hoping that it will come full circle, because I'm tired of this new team, guys. I have not warmed up to Dina. Yeah. I've not
I'm
warmed up
still on
Dina.
That island by myself, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I really, the only person I really enjoy from the new team is Echo Kellum's character, Curtis.
Yeah.
I love Curtis. I want him to come back into the fold with the Arrow family, and I need those other three to just beat it
as he should, because he's really part of the original team.
Yeah, and
I
mean,
he came in a little late.
There was a little odd thing, and we're going to talk about Curtis and Dinah in a bit, but whatever. But Felicity and Curtis are still working together.
Well, they're partners.
I know, but they had like a falling.
But we're,
it was like,
you don't
I'm
put millions of dollars on the line like that. You just get past
well, they,
it. You
they
want
acted
your paycheck.
Like it did.
What
I was confused.
About? They almost tried to poison them in that.
Yeah, it, yeah. Like, I was just what? Confused. But I mean, it was like, oh, okay, so that's happening. But what I wanted to ask or want to talk about too, let's talk a little bit about, since we're with Arrow and Diggle, can we talk a little bit about the amazing way Nyssa made Oliver and Felicity so uncomfortable.
Oh, my
Team
God,
Arrow.
The whole time.
I loved it.
It was so good.
It was so great. Yeah. I wrote down
yes,
so
husband.
Many quotes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, husband. Because it's just so great. She literally is just, you know, she's just messing with her yeah. just for fun. And Felicity keeps taking the bait.
And just being so upset about it. And I loved it.
And then the way... Oliver, when he was addressing her after she said that, he seemed like a mouse. He's yeah. like, can you not do that anymore? Because yeah. Felicity doesn't like it. Yeah. I was just
no,
like, oh,
like,
whoa.
My wife doesn't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading that some people were annoyed with Felicity this episode, but I didn't think she was annoying at all.
I don't
like,
know. No.
I thought she was great. I thought she was funny. I mean, yeah, she was annoyed with the Nyssa comments, but I think it was all lighthearted and jovial, you know?
The best scene was the map. When she's going over it, and she's like, yeah, it's kind of complicated. If I could just be undisturbed. And she's like, I will stand here and make sure you remain undisturbed, sister wife. I was like, I lost yeah. it.
Which, again, it was such good writing that, like, you could totally see her.
But yeah. the acting was so good, too.
Yeah, that actress. I don't remember the actress's name. But
Katrina Law.
Katrina Law,
Katrina
yeah.
Law.
Yeah.
Kudos. I'm going to follow her on Insta.
You should. She's really funny, and on Twitter, too.
Oh, really?
She's really good. I follow her.
I'm going to follow her. That was great. You know what else is great, everybody, too? If you're listening to this show on the podcast, we love a review. Please tell me you like me. I need the validation.
Yeah, we all do.
Right, Linda? I need
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
No, but seriously, if you're listening to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, something awesome you do is go, not just put it 5 stars, but actually iTunes registers it more if you just put, like... Even if you put 5 stars and say, I wish Dinah would die, that's cool.
Yeah.
It just bumps us up in the iTunes ratings.
Yep.
It lets everybody else know
you
that
you can't just give everybody my weekly comment.
What's your weekly comment?
I wish Dinah would die.
Oh, your weekly comment. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, so yes, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be much appreciated. So let's talk a bit about, Dinah that's and true. Curtis. And so, Carolina, I'm literally on an island by myself between all of my co-hosts
yeah.
and all of the people in the chat. So I'm going to say something that's going to make y'all angry, but I really enjoyed the back and forth of plot lines between Team Arrow and between Dinah and Curtis. And I liked it because they were dealing with something so yeah. serious with, like, League of Assassins. It was nice to see kind of this... it was also nice to... Because I think they're going to do a cool way of hopefully kind of bringing this all yeah. together. And I have to say, he's real cute in real life, but I don't miss Mad Dog.
Wild Dog.
Mad Dog is what you drink in high school after prom.
Yeah.
And someone vomits purple on your dad's carpet and you regret it. That's what Mad Dog is. But Wild Dog, I love his
him.
Instagram because he's got some apps, but I do not miss him as a character on the show yeah. because I think, I mean, I like Dinah. I love Black Canary.
And I love that she's back.
Yeah. And I love Dinah, but honestly, Katie Lotz to me is always Black Canary. So,
oh my gosh.
Which that's going to be in some news later. Stay tuned.
We'll talk about that.
But so, But they had great comedy. So what are you thinking? I'm sure y'all hated it. Was there anything y'all liked about
it? I love that he asked his boo out on a date.
Okay, well, that's not to deal with Dinah, but yes, I love that. I love that.
Can
I
just be? Have to do with Curtis.
Oh, I'm going to be on your boat for a little bit and say that this episode,
Linda side-eyed you so bad.
Dinah didn't bother me this episode. She actually was focusing her talents on like finding Diaz and finding she found all the stuff about Vertigo. She found out the stuff about Captain Hill being corrupt. You know, like she didn't annoy me as much this episode just because she was like so focused and she was doing her work and doing her due diligence and she wasn't being all crazy. And I thought that her and Curtis's relationship was interesting and I didn't hate it.
She's like a bull in the bull ring. No. You just have to show her the like red towel and she's like,
that's true.
She didn't see Arrow or Felicity or any of them. So she had nobody to go bonkers on.
That's the only
reason. So she did her job.
That's
so
true. Okay.
She can just end out the season just doing her job and not seeing of them.
I'll give you that.
We can all rest in peace.
The only reason why she was not annoying is because she was actually working.
Yeah.
That's it.
Linda hates her so much.
Linda really hates her.
Well, I'm just saying, that's it.
Right here.
Yeah. And Black Siren wasn't there at all, which...
Right.
We didn't get any Black Siren. We didn't get any of Detective Lance. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what do we think is going to happen with the whole Vertigo and the whole Diaz thing? Because I feel like they didn't really touch on it much this episode.
I hope that Black Siren is the one that brings him home and, like, closes up that storyline to redeem herself. Mm-hmm. Even though we've seen that she's trying to double play her father already, her pseudo father. Timeline's world. It gets confusing.
It is.
The pseudo father, okay? Yeah. The dead girl that's not dead, that's not her, that's her. Yeah. So I'm excited to see that play out. And I hope that she has a dawning moment where she says, wow, this is the first person that's ever truly cared about me. And she ends up saving him, Detective Lance. Mm-hmm. And she ends up bringing that mess home. And then they have to give her kudos. Like, she's not going to join Team Arrow and be the new Black Canary.
Yeah.
But I hope that Black Siren redeems herself by the end of the season and becomes like a, you know... stay worthy character.
Yeah, I do hope that they don't,
because she's such a good actor. I like Katie.
I do too, and I hope they don't bring her, like, I hope that it doesn't happen where she becomes Black Canary on the team, because then it loses when she actually did die, because I was very much like first Katie Black Canary. So when Cassidy jumped on, I was like, I'm not into this, y'all. Mm-hmm. I like the first Black, that's where I am. And then she grew on me because she is a good actress. And then when she died, like, I actually felt feelings. And so I'm going to be a little irked if they kind of wipe that away.
Yeah.
They better not. I don't think they will, though.
Previously, I was on team Let Her Die because her storyline was going nowhere. And no, we talked about this, how she was kind of in Diggle's position, where we kept seeing Black Canary get these, like, bogus storylines, and she wasn't really adding anything, and she was just creating more friction with Felicity and Oliver, and it for nothing.
Well, because Black Canary and Oliver are supposed to be together.
Well, boat has passed.
I know, but I'm a comic fan, and in the comics,
comics weren't brilliant enough to think of the awesome Felicity, because if they had been, that would have never
happened. Now, somehow, some way... Oh my God, I just got so excited.
What?
If they make Felicity a Black Canary in some way, I will pee my pants.
They're not going to do it.
Right. She's here, like, on the that's Oracle what I want.
Now.
Why did you kill my dream? I just said it and you just stabbed it.
Did you just pee your pants?
Never. No, I was that I would, but you just stabbed it.
She's not.
Well, you just, I mean, you didn't even let me have it. He had an
aha moment. He was so excited. Olivia was like, no, that will never happen.
Nope.
But it's not going to happen ever. Like, she's not physically fit. She's not any of those things.
What do you mean she's not physically fit? Have you seen Emily Betts? She has, like, abs for years.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's just talk about it. Anyway, let's move on.
Black Magic said, I would be extremely disappointed if they make Black Siren good. It's such an overused cliche. Which, you have a point. They use the whole bad going to good thing.
I like that Zias just put, no way, Matt, chill. just chill. All right. Well, all right.
I know. Emily gets enough hate as Felicity. Emily Beck gets enough hate as Felicity. Don't have her be the fourth black knitter.
Okay, fine. But you know what? I'm going to call Greg Berlanti. I'm going to tweet Greg Berlanti and tell him. By the way, everybody, this is a plug, but if you haven't seen Love, Simon, go see that movie. I saw it. It's a great movie. Kid flashes and it's great. So let's do talk about, speaking of gay stuff, that's a gay movie. Let's talk.
Excellent transition.
That was really good.
Thank you. I'm going to brush your shoulders off.
Right. I'm going to push my bob. Okay. How do we feel? I mean, obviously, we all squealed like schoolgirls whenever Curtis asked Hottie Mix Detective out.
Hottie Mr. Corrupt Detective. Let's
look
talk
at
about
those
that.
Dimples on him.
Okay. So somebody, I think Ivan said that earlier in the, he thinks that the detective, ooh, is the detective behind all this drug thing?
Yeah, I think it's him pushing everything. That's what she discovered at the end that she was...
No, Hill.
I think it's Captain Hill.
Captain Hill.
Captain Hill. No, Curtis. No, he needs real love.
He's not going to get it. This guy's going to...
And that was it. You had a moment like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
And
finally,
then she stabbed you in the heart with that news.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, yeah, that's not going to last at all. Not even for 5 seconds.
No. Just like Roy and Thea in the car. Well, it's like,
well,
I don't
y'all
trust
just
anymore.
Killing dreams.
It might last
episode.
Because I feel like Curtis might get attached to him, you know, and then that's when his soul is going to get crushed
again. I think that they're going to get close enough for him to be happy, but then it's not going to last.
I want him to seem
I just want to say this right real quick. Uh-huh. Think about how long we waited for Felicity and Oliver to get together.
Forever.
That's it. There's no happy ever after.
I just want to see him
right away. I was about to have a happy note on that, though. Maybe after having his heart crushed, she'll understand why Team Arrow did what they did, and he'll come back to the fold.
Hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Bring my boy home.
I just want to see him make out with terrific balls floating around him. Like, that would be cool.
What purpose would those serve?
They would just be cool. To be like, hey, I got some cool
balls,
lights on terrific balls.
You know what? Just
the spheres.
Tweet that.
The spheres.
Tweet that right at Greg Berlanti. See what happens.
A family friendly show.
No, man. No, I mean the
but
spheres.
But you know what's so crazy is that we took it that way, but he meant the spheres.
I mean the spheres.
I know what he
spheres.
Meant.
Oh, I knew what he meant.
Yeah, you're talking to a gay comic here. That's all I want is to like. I'm going to make my boyfriend dress up as Superman. Okay, let's move on.
Terrific balls, LOL.
So next week, first of all, we're going to give a shout out to everybody. Thank you all for, I like that Black Magic just put terrific balls. Ha ha. I meant spheres, y'all. Okay.
Hi, Black Magic.
Hey. So shout out. Ivan, Stormy has been like, so we appreciate.
This guy, Matt, has no chill.
Guys. Thanks, man. Thanks. You know, I'm just too excited. It's been too long.
Yeah, terrific balls.
We had too many.
Sugars.
Double T, double R. That's what makes you awesome.
Make out with balls.
That's what makes me awesome. So, I don't even think we need to give a shout out to the fans because you've proven yourself.
I'm gonna use that as a tweet. This dude, Matt, has no chill.
Yeah. Oops, Steven Starr. Steven Starr and Matt Maher. We should go on the road together.
We should.
Okay, so let's talk about, we have a little bit of some news and gossip.
TV news.
It's a big sound.
Woo! So this goes into a little bit of next week. So next week we have Diggle.
Oh, hey.
Pissed. And I saw Katie Lotz, the original, the Black Canary, if you ask me, tweeted and said, guess who's coming back for Arrow season finale?
So just the finale?
Yeah, probably.
Just the finale. Yeah, because she's the leader of the Arrow. I wonder if she's going to be like, I kind of wish White Canary would learn how to use her voice like Black Canary.
Yeah. I wonder if she's going to break up the fight that's brewing between Diggle and Oliver, and that's going to be how the season ends.
Well, you think this fight is going to last for 7 episodes?
They could.
Is that Diggle on the right?
Yeah, but I just want to bring up...
I know.
I don't care what they're fighting about. I don't care what they're talking about, because if you're watching the show, and I'm sorry if you're listening, but Diggle is shirtless, and Diggle...
Diggle man.
You know, this is name dropping, but last year I went to a thing in L.A. I got into a Paley Fest, and I got to meet some of the cast of Arrow, and I met Diggle, and he's like 6'4".
He's huge, yeah.
And like... I kind of patted him on his arm, and it felt like a barbell. And I just flat out said to him, I said, why don't we have more shirtless Diggle? And he said, you know, I'm for that. I would love more shirtless Diggle. Yeah. And now this is happening.
Yeah.
I created this. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, when God made man, he made him.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I don't even smoke and I want a cigarette after looking at that picture. Linda has no words.
I have no words.
He's beautiful.
The picture's not even that big. Like, his muscles are popping off of the screen.
Like, hey.
Yeah, I get that.
But also, like, hey, Katie.
That is cool.
Yeah. Like, if you're into that, Katie's like, oh, yeah, she's aberrific.
Yeah.
Aberrific. Now,
I love you. You said, yeah, if you're into that, aberrific.
If you're into the ladies.
If you're into the ladies.
I loved it, by the way, when they did walk into the bar and Thea was like, well, I see why you didn't bring the gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good episode.
With Tigressa.
It's Tigressa. I wanted her to be around.
I actually have
she died.
Info on Tigressa for when we... I have like...
Say it now. It's news. What's your info?
Yeah. Okay, so... No, it's like of the character.
Oh, yeah.
Not like news on the show. So Tigressa, because I was like, who's... You know, what's going on with her?
Yeah.
Normally, it's Zatara's nemesis. So she originally appeared in the 1930s. Dude, she used to run around in a... tiger stripe sweaters.
Ran a gang.
Okay, so this girl came from humble beginnings to today. And then she kind of like reincarnated as three separate villains to see three separate storylines. But originally, she was Zatara's main villain. And if you don't know, Zatara is Zatanna Zatara's father, who later is cursed as Dr. Fate.
Yeah, magician, Yeah.
Speaking of comic news, I have another little thing. Actually, Stephen
Starr. We have a picture.
Hey, Stephen, he sent this to me. So if you see, this looks familiar to you. This is exactly what Roy was wearing tonight. So it's a shout out to the B-52, the new 52 costume. So this is exactly what he was wearing. So he did like the hat.
Although
same
it's black.
Hat and everything.
That's my only criticism. They always make the costume so dark. I would love it if it had more color.
It used to be red.
I know, but don't get me started. And I think, is that all the pictures we have? I think that's all the news that we have.
Oh, the tweet, I think.
Yes.
Okay,
I sent that one in. Okay, so if you guys haven't seen this on Twitter, you have to go to Stephen Amell's Twitter. He shared this photo of the couch that is Emily Beckard's chair during the table reads. And the ensuing conversation underneath it is amazing. Like the Queen of Queens.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. People are so creative and witty. I don't know who's like smart like that, but it's great. And they just get better and better as you go down the chain.
Yeah,
so definitely check it out.
He's great on Twitter.
He's really funny. I mean his fans.
Like, too, but yeah. Like,
but he even circled one because it was hilarious. He's like, well, tell me how you really feel. And I can't remember now what it said, but it's worth it. He tagged it as like the top tweet and it's like up there and circled. It's amazing. So go watch all of the amazing Emily love.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, that's our news and gossip. Let's talk about some predictions for next week. Let's do that.
And now, your After Buzz.
See, Ivan's already on top of the comics. He's like, the baseball hat's from the comics. See, Ivan? We showed that picture for you. So
that
thanks
was all for you.
Thanks, Stephen Starr in the chat, Ivan. Okay. Predictions. What do we think? Linda, I feel like you have thoughts.
I think I've already said them. I think Oliver and Diggle are going to have a huge fallout that is probably going to be the bigger problem for Old Team Arrow. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're going to be vulnerable and open to more attacks. And I think that New Team Arrow is going to have to suck it up and help them because of the fight.
Okay.
New panel member, Carolina.
I think that we're going to see more of Black Siren and what's going on with that storyline that they paused on. And I also think that this fight with Diggle is going to possibly last, but hopefully bring it full circle to start us going back to the original Team Arrow, because we've really been missing that and that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really, really hoping that this is the plot that takes them there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think next episode we are going to see more with Ricardo Diaz as the big bad and this whole Vertigo thing. And I think that Dinah's going to be one of the ones to take him down, to help take him down. And I feel like that's going to be kind of her redemption, you know?
Mm. Or he takes her down.
No, she's...
I think Dinah's probably going to die.
Yeah, I mean, I think she. I think in the process of taking him down, she might die. I
think somebody's gonna die in this. Yeah, so that's
someone's gonna die.
And I think that we're gonna have like a very sensuous moment with Curtis and Hot Cop,
and his terrific balls.
That's all I'm saying. That's my prediction, everybody.
That's it.
That's my prediction.
I love it.
Yeah, there we go, everybody.
I agree with you, Black Magic. I agree with you exactly.
What did Black Magic say?
Diaz is going to capitalize on the split team, and everyone is going to have to come together by the end. Also, just a fan fave says Lance will die.
Lance is not
going to die. No.
So, and Ivan, if the couch picture, go on to Twitter, and Stephen Amell's Twitter, and that will make sense. All right. So, I agree. Diaz is a little disappointing. We can talk about that next week. Next week, we will be here, because Arrow's going to be back on next
finally,
week.
No more breaks.
Yeah, no more breaks. So, we are on it. So, Linda, tell everybody where to find you.
Guys, Linda is so girly all across social media, and I just wanted to say we love the live chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interaction, but also after the live chat, please like and comment below.
Yes, yes.
Do all of this.
No hating, be nice. AfterBuzz people are really nice. I love our commenters,
Nobody
trolls.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Hey guys, Carolina Benetti. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and on Instagram as LenaBean113. But if you want to chat with us, seriously, leave comments below the video and we'll answer you all week long.
Yeah.
Carolina Benetti.
Benetti.
I love it.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli at Olivia Di Bortoli on all social media. Tweet at me. I'm always in the comments too.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know your thoughts and we'll talk about it.
We will talk about it. And I'm at Mar2T2R's, so you can find me on Twitter, social. You can also do a podcast about Riverdale. You can go to that at mattmar.tv and find out all that kind of stuff. And that was such a good episode. Like, if somebody told me we had to watch an episode now and talk about it again, I would be down for it.
Yeah.
So we are ready to see y'all next week. Be sure to do your iTunes reviews. Tell people about the AfterBuzz show. Listen to Maria Menounos' new podcast. And we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Sister Wives!
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.